What's up, everybody? Welcome to Audio Oddity. I'm here with my lovely, lovely, lovely part-time co-host.
No, Em. No, you got it wrong.
How you doing, Em?
I'm okay.
Feeling fired? Cool.
No, okay. No, I'm feeling alive. Like, you know, like I'm not fired.
Oh, you're feeling like
yeah.
Yeah. Well, you are. But anyways, I'm sorry.
Okay.
So how you been?
I'm fine.
It's been a long time no see. Ain't seen you
long
in a while.
Long time. You know? What do you mean? You saw me like today.
It's been a while since you've been on the show. Why do I sound like I can't hear myself? Why do my headphones sound funny?
I have no idea.
Hold on. I can't. No, you can keep talking. I'm over here doing technical things. You can keep talking.
Well, I've been watching Stranger Things, a little bit of Nana.
My headphones were not plugged in all the way.
You're joking. You're joking.
I'm not even joking.
You were like, what?
I was like, why does
this
sound funky? Why does it sound off? Yeah, my headphones were not plugged in.
Right.
All right. So anyway, sorry to interrupt you, Em.
Yeah, you should be.
What were you doing? I know. You better catch up because who knows when you might be back on the show, you know? So you might as well get it all out now.
Okay.
What you been up to?
Okay, I've been watching Nana and also...
Oh, we're talking about watching. Okay, so...
And you have to interrupt me every single time?
Hold on, I didn't know you... I just meant like in general. I didn't know we were going right into like that. Hold on, that's a segment.
That's a segment?
We got to do things.
When was that a segment?
We got to do things before we do that. Where can they find us, Em? That never gets old.
No, it does. And it's awkward every single time.
No, it doesn't. It never gets old. Don't worry about it, Em. I got it. So this is the Audio Oddity Podcast. And today we're going to be talking about the TMT Shredder's Revenge review. I got to play it. I've been playing it for a week now. And yeah, I'm going
to
talk about that.
Lying to them.
And yeah, I have been playing it for like a week off and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, off and
you
on.
You don't know my life.
Yes, I do. I live with you.
So you still don't know my life. It's a whole different world from the downstairs to the upstairs that you don't even know about.
The game room is upstairs and I'm upstairs.
That's a whole hallway away.
That's not a hallway. It's not even a hallway.
Anyways, so we're gonna talk about that, what I thought about that, and we're gonna do a little video game news, you know, see what's been going on in this week of gaming. And yeah, but first, this is the Audio Oddity Podcast. You can find us. Hold on, Em's pointing behind me and
no,
it scared
no.
me. What are you pointing?
No,
what are you pointing at?
I was like, you're not using your pop socket.
My pop socket?
Not your pop socket. Your what do you call it?
My pop filter?
Yeah, pop filter.
Well, because I have a pop filter on here.
That doesn't count. That one's fancier.
What? Oh, so, okay. Em pointed out I'm not using my fancy pop filter because I like my regular... Because this one, like, blocks my face. See?
Like, then move it?
Who needs, like, double the pop filter?
Then remove the other one.
That probably didn't make a sound to the audience.
Shut up.
Anyways, now, as I was saying... this is the Audio Oddity Podcast. You can find us across all podcast platforms at Audio Oddity and across all social media platforms at Audio Oddity Podcast or Audio Oddity Games on Facebook. Yeah, it varies. But don't forget, Audio Oddity.
Except for Twitter.
We're not worried about Twitter. The Twitter fan base already know what's up. They've been around long enough.
What are you talking about?
You know
what Twitter fan base?
The Twitter fan base. You know who you are. Holla at your boy.
Go
you know what I mean?
Somewhere else with that. What was that?
Now let's get lit. You know what I'm saying?
No.
This show about to be bussing.
No. Ew.
All right, Em. Let's get right into it. So, Em, what you been watching? What you been playing?
Okay. So, I've been playing nothing.
Really? Okay. What you been watching?
I've been watching Stranger Things. I finished the whole Stranger Things thing. I've been watching a little bit of Umbrella Academy, the third season, which is really good. Yeah, it's really good so far. I didn't expect spoil if you haven't watched Umbrella Academy, please skip to this timestamp placed in the no, I'm joking.
Yeah, there is no timestamp placed. And Em, don't talk too much. I'm only on episode 3.
Yeah, so, they talk back. You know that what's his name has a child.
Who? I forgot her name.
His name?
Oh, his name? Who? Somebody. Oh, yeah. The knife throwing dude.
The knife. Diego.
Diego. Yeah.
Diego has a child name. I don't even know his name, but he's the same guy who played in Euphoria.
Okay. Okay.
I mean, little boy or whatever. I don't know what age he is, but same little boy that played.
Yeah, it was the kid from Euphoria. I forgot it. Your sister knows his name.
I know his name. But yeah. His name is Cigarette.
Okay. All right.
No,
all
it's
right.
Not Cigarette. It's Cig. No, it's something like that. It's something smoke related.
Something smoke related. All right. So what about him?
Oh, yeah, just
that. Just he's on the show this year?
Yeah, I think okay. It's... Yeah, I didn't expect it. And for Stranger Things, I finished all of Stranger Things, and it was okay. I mean, it wasn't, like, mind-breaking. Like, I liked the iconicness, and actually, I really like characters like Chrissy and Eddie and mm-hmm. the boyfriend of Chrissy. I don't know his name, but... Okay. Yeah, they were funny. Chrissy before the crunch.
So are you looking forward to like the finale? I think it's July something. Oh, somebody told me.
They're yeah, gonna have the finale. Like, the finale. Of it is crazy.
I don't know if it's one or two more episodes. It's either one really long episode, like an hour and a half episode, or like 2 hour episodes. I'm not sure.
2 hour episodes? Yeah, I wouldn't mind that. I wouldn't matter another 2 episodes so I can have a lot of content to watch.
Yeah. But I like this season is my favorite season so far.
A lot of people like the season where she was like, I dump your ass.
Okay. Well, this is my favorite season of Stranger Things so far. It's got such a dark.
Yeah, like, it's definitely more dark.
It's more of a.
Whenever Chrissy did the crunch, I was a little bit very. I was very taken aback.
Taken aback.
Yeah, she started.
Okay, I don't even know what you're talking. What was that? I never heard anybody make that sound, let alone somebody in Stranger Things.
I know. When she raised up, like, she rose up from the Things trailer and it was like,
okay. Well, okay. Well, I'm enjoying this season of Stranger Things. It's a lot darker. It's more of a horror that I expected the show to be. So I really, really enjoying this season of Stranger Things. Favorite season so far. Umbrella Academy, like I said, I'm 3 episodes in. I like Umbrella Academy. It's always good. I really can't.
Is there anything that like you can point out that you didn't like?
About Umbrella Academy?
Mm-hmm.
No. It's been a pretty good season, I thought. You got the... I forgot what they call sparrows or...
Yeah, sparrows.
Yeah, the sparrows versus the Umbrella Academy, which, you know...
That light that absorbed that one guy.
Their dad is kind of cold-hearted, though.
Yeah, he was not anymore.
Well, he watched them save the world back in there, and he was like, you know what?
Never mind.
I need a whole new set of kids. That was kind of wrong. Spoiler alert if you haven't watched the season. But yeah, it's...
We'll put the timestamp in now.
No, we're not. But I'm really liking the Umbrella Academy. But yeah. So, but we're not here to talk TV. Please don't do that no more. We're not here to talk TV. This is a video game podcast at its core.
That's so, why I've been playing the mobile game of No Stranger Than.
Oh, real quick. Oh, another thing. I watched... I saw the new Jurassic Park movie.
Oh, yeah, we watched
it. And I finally watched the new Doctor Strange 2. And I enjoyed both of those. I know those have been getting bad reviews, but I enjoyed both of those movies.
It was very... Wasn't
Doctor Strange?
Stranger Things? Not Stranger Things.
Doctor Strange?
I meant Jurassic Park, actually.
Jurassic Park. Yeah, Jurassic Park was good, and I thought Doctor Strange was good. I enjoyed it.
It's not because you're not really a critic, to be honest. You're not... You just watch your movie, and you're like, oh, well, this is the same thing.
I think I'm a critic. I'm harsh on some things.
Yeah, on some things, but it's only when it's like a major noticeable change.
I guess. But anyways, video games. So what I've been playing. Well, I've been playing...
Yeah, what have you been playing?
This week,
letting me ask the question.
Okay, it's cool. I've been playing... I played some Spider-Man this week.
Oh.
Hop back into some Spider-Man. You know what I mean? The web slinging. I signed up for that PS Plus or whatever.
Oh, really?
Just the second tier. I'm an extra deal. And I'm really enjoying it because, like, it's some games I miss. I don't know if I talked about this already, but, like, Spider-Man. I'm playing Spider-Man. I downloaded Ghost of Tsushima. I downloaded Returnal, which I may not even play. I downloaded
Is it Returnal, that game that's like a very unforgiving?
Death Stranding. I did Death Stranding. Yeah, it is. But I heard they put in things now that make it a little forgiving, so I'm going to give it a try. I did Death Stranding, which I am going to try out Death Stranding, despite me probably not going to like it, but I'm going to try out Death Stranding. But yeah, I'm enjoying. I really like that. You know, the PS Plus mid-tier, it's kind of like a Game Pass, you know, and
yeah,
it's I mean, of course, they aren't bringing games day one or nothing, but, you know, whatever. But, you know, the hope is that the games that they don't put on Game Pass end up on this, and then I got both covered, and you know, and I can.
So I have a question, and everyone's been asking. I've been reading the emails that you've been sent.
Okay.
And where's Elden Ring?
Elden Elden who?
Elden, exactly.
Elden Ring. It's still around. It's still in the PlayStation.
Wow. You know, one guy even, no, I'm joking.
One guy even said it's blasphemy. No. I still, okay, I haven't played in a while, but I'm going to.
No, you aren't, but okay. I think Let's not lie to them.
I'm going to. Will I beat Elden Ring? Probably not.
There's people who beat, like someone was telling me that they beat it like 18 times.
Yeah, yeah. People, because it's different endings and everything. I was talking just a couple weeks ago. Oh, my Lord. My good buddies over at Infinite Journeys. Asher, me and Tony and Asher, we know we podcasted together, and Asher has like 600 hours into the game or something. He didn't beat it like three times or
something.
You know
what? I can actually one up that. I have 1,000 hours on Sims.
I don't know if that counts. I don't know.
Yeah,
if
it is.
I don't know if those two things are the same.
Yeah,
but
it is. I'm a boss. Quirky, no.
Yeah, I guess in the Sims world.
Yes, it's a lot of hours
in the Sims community.
That's probably not even a lie. I know people put a lot more in the
games. I'm positive. I'm pretty sure people got millions.
I wouldn't say millions
of hours in Sims, which dwarfs.
So you admit it's really good.
What
Sims?
No, I'm not admitting Sims is good at all. Elden Ring, yes, Elden Ring's really good. Elden Ring's still my game of the year, though. So
yeah,
there's that, but. I'm going to get back on Elden Ring. I am. I am going to get back on Elden Ring. But let's talk
he
about
said
something.
3 years later.
Yeah. What's that? SpongeBob? 5 years later.
5 years later.
So let's talk about something I've been playing right now. So lately, as of today, I was playing
Shredder's Revenge.
Yeah, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, Shredder's Revenge, Game Pass day one game. And I started out playing it with me and my two kids.
Not
and then,
me.
Not that kid over there, but my other two.
What is that supposed to mean?
And it was fun. We were having a blast. It reminds you, I mean, it's right in line with Turtles in Time and the rest of it. I mean, we were having a fun time. It's, you know, it's just a arcade style beat 'em up. Are we having trouble with
our core? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to put it. Oh, wait.
What are you doing? Oh, if you just turn your headphones around.
It doesn't do that.
You got to be smarter than the headphones.
That's I am the key smarter than the headphones.
Anyways.
Work
so
smarter,
yeah,
not harder,
it's
y'all.
It's a regular arcade beat 'em up. You know, it's just fun.
It's
just
also a
blast.
Button masher.
So today, yes, it is a button masher. So today, I was playing with four of my kids all at once. And it has, you know, it's co-op. It's couch co-op. And you're all on the same screen. So, like, you know what I mean? So, it's like five of us fighting these foot soldiers or whatever.
It's not, and you thought it was going to be split screen. I was like, how, that didn't, what?
Well, I thought they were like only four people and then they would split. No, you're all just there.
Yeah. Why would you even think that? Because it's only one screen anyway.
I guess I'm so used to split screen shooters and stuff now.
No, you're not.
I guess I am.
Like
Call of Duties.
Yeah, that's only one game.
Well,
they don't really do split screen.
Not Call of Duty.
Anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm Gears of
Gears
War.
Gears of War, yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. But no, you're all on one screen and one screen. And it gets very chaotic, especially with five of us, mm-hmm. you know, and then all the things are blowing up and pizza's flying around and, you know.
What?
But
oh yes, teenage.
Yeah, and first I was like, oh, this is horrible, you know, like I don't know. But then once you focus on just your guy and then you kind of coordinate, you know, with each other, it works very, very well, and it was a blast, and my kids love it.
Actually, and I've been playing a similar game like that. It's called Overcooked.
Anyways, so the kids are loving it, and for that reason, I am going to give the game a glowing review and recommend it as a good family game to play with, in, you know, with your kids or your significant other or whatever, because it's mindless. It's not like hard.
Yeah,
you know, you sit there, you might, you know, my kids range, the kids that are playing with range from 7 to 12, you know, 13 actually. So
he's 13.
London's 13.
Oh
yeah. So, you know, it ain't like it's a learning curve. The 7-year-olds are having just as much fun as the 13-year-old. So I recommend that game highly. And I think it's like, we're probably, I'm going to only play it with them so we can all like beat it together. You know, it'll be the first game we ever like finished all, you know, probably the first game they ever beat, period. Probably. Yeah, so 7-year-olds. To be honest. Yeah. To be honest. So that'll be a really exciting for them. And we had a blast. So if you haven't played it, Shredder's Revenge. Man, this is a good year for Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. They got Shredder's Revenge, and then later they're going to have the Cowabunga collection come out at the end of the year.
It's Cowabunga.
Cannot wait. It's like 8 Turtle games or 16 or 12. I don't know how many Ninja Turtle games from the Nintendo original days up until, like, you know, the Super Nintendo and arcade and all that. It's going to have all those in one nice collection to play. And I hope they're all co-op like Shredder's Revenge is, you know, so we can all hop in there and play, you know, some of those older games like Turtles in Time and the Hyperstone and, you know, games like that.
That'd be cool. Yes, I've been thinking about that new game that just released, The Quarry. That's a really good game.
Yeah, I watched some reviews on that. It seems,
it's
kind of
like Until Dawn.
Well, it seems like definitely your type of game, Em.
Thank you.
Yeah, it does. It seems like your type of game. Not saying it's a bad game.
I really wanted to play it with you, but you were like, no, I'm not getting that. Like, okay.
Well, just not on my list. You know, some games, you know.
It was really good, though. It was like Until Dawn, and you would have loved Until Dawn, because it has a horror aspect. It's like watching a movie, but you get to pick your choices.
I didn't play Until Dawn?
No.
I thought I downloaded it. Is it on Game Pass? Or was it on Game Pass? Or is it on PlayStation Now? Or did I get it? Seemed like I have that game somewhere. Maybe as a PS Plus game?
Maybe it's a PS Plus game, but I have no idea.
Never played it, huh? Okay, I'm gonna check out Until Dawn.
Really?
I thought I had it.
I watched the whole playthrough of it, or a playthrough of it, and it was good. I liked
really?
It. Really?
Is that the one where, hold on, which game do they use, like,
it was historic, like Wendigo.
I know, but which game do they use, like, historic, like, horror movie people? Like, you could be, like, Ghostface and... Which one is that? And people still play it. Is that Sign Until Dawn?
Girl, you thinking of...
What?
Either Friday the 13th or Red... Not Red Dead.
No, it's not Friday the 13th. It's another one. What is it called? It's like you're in a scary movie.
Yeah. That's Friday the 13th, but...
I know, but it's not Friday the 13th because that's Jason. This one, you can be like different ones.
What do you call it?
I forgot the name of that movie. The name of that game. Is it like that, though? Is it Until Dawn like
no,
that?
No. It's like it's a story-based like game.
Is it like Resident Evil? Silent Hill? That type of
thing? Silent Hill type deal.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, maybe I'll check
it's
that
called,
out.
Hold on. Give me a second and talk while I think.
All right. So, while you think of what that game's called, let's talk about some video game
Until
news.
Dead by Daylight.
Dead by Daylight. Yes. Maybe that's the one I'm thinking about. It's on Game Pass.
Yeah. Dead by Daylight is on Game Pass, so yeah.
Nice. But the whole point of that whole section was... Ninja Turtles, good. Shredder's Revenge, great game. I give it, remember I used to give the rocks 5 rocks.
Yeah, you stopped doing the rocks.
I stopped doing the rocks. Oh, I'm bringing the rocks back for this. 5 rocks. If you haven't played that game, go play
the
game.
We're doing like 3
I think you could probably finish it. No, I think you could probably finish the single player. If you're playing it by yourself, probably finish a couple hours.
Yeah, it's probably not a long game.
Yeah, it's like 16 chapters, and probably like 3-4 hours.
You can finish Hitman faster than that. Actually, no, you can't.
If you go straight to the point, people didn't beat Hitman like in speed runs pretty quick.
I've seen that. That's
people didn't beat Elden Ring in under 9 minutes.
I don't even want to talk about that. People like that upset me.
That's why I quit the game when I saw. I was like, I'm done.
Beating Elden Ring in 9 minutes.
Yeah, it's like 8 minutes. And it's like, I'm done. I'm finished.
Was it? How would that even work?
I don't even. It's so speedrunners. They learn all these tricks to go right to the end or something. I don't know.
First, you glitch into the wall.
Yeah, yeah, that type of thing. Yeah, you need to glitch here. And,
and then suddenly,
yeah.
You meet the witch, the white witch.
Yeah, you beat her very quickly, you know.
She's not a boss.
And I finished the game as a level one, you know, thief. You know, something like that. With nothing but the weapon that was given.
I had a friend that started on wretch. I think I talked about this before, but a friend that started on wretch, and he was like, I'm not supposed to start on wretch.
Well, remember I started on like thief or
that's
whatever.
The second worst one.
Whatever, and I sucked.
You were like, what?
I restarted.
But thief looks so cool. They gave all the bad designs.
Yeah, he's cool. So he puts out that little knife, and you're like, wait, what? You're like, this isn't gonna do anything for me. Okay. Anyways, let's talk a little gaming news before we get out of here. Yes, I know it's going to be a short episode, but I mean, look, it's a slow time in gaming. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. It just is. I know not for some people it ain't, but it just is for me right now. I'm sorry. All right. What we got? Here's a rumor that Crash Bandicoot could be a part of the PS Plus July games.
Maybe. I have no idea what that is.
Do you like Crash Bandicoot?
No. I don't know what that is.
Oh, I want to talk to you about this the other day. Fall Guys is free to play now. Remember Fall Guys?
Yeah, I never really like messed with the game, to be honest.
I thought you got it. I thought we were playing Fall Guys. Maybe that was me in London.
That was probably you in London.
Oh, yeah. It's free to play now.
Because you never want
to
play games with the games I could like with me.
No, I don't. This is facts. All right. What else? Skull and Bones.
Oh, sorry.
Skull and Bones. I know many people probably ain't looking. This game, I think it's Ubisoft, maybe?
Ubisoft? I haven't heard that name in a while.
Maybe it's a Ubisoft game. They announced it years ago, but they're talking about next week. They might actually reveal it. It's like a pirate game, you know?
Like Sea of Thieves?
Yeah, like Sea. No, like, no, not Sea. I think it's like Sea. Think more of a Assassin's Creed or something.
Oh, okay.
Like, you know, maybe I'm hoping it has like more of a Black Flag feel.
Okay,
but they're talking about revealing that.
See if these literally, I have trauma to that game. Like, what was going on?
Somebody said I need to go back and replay that because they said it's pretty good now.
I played it recently.
Oh, it's not good. Oh, okay.
It's still confusing to me.
You know what my standout memory of Sea of Thieves was? Early on, I was playing it, and you know it's online, right?
Yeah.
You know I don't play online, so like it was online. I didn't even know I was online. And like I was on this boat and I'm like staring and like somebody else was just on the boat. So I thought it was like an NPC, but yeah. It was like an actual person. So then they come up to me and then they send me like a message and they're like, hey, could you get off so my friend can get on? And I was like, no. Was like, what do you mean? I didn't even know you were real. Like, what are you even talking about? Yeah, that's my standout memory from that game. But yeah, those are early days.
I remember playing it with I think like a friend, and he got mad at me.
Why? You didn't know how to raise the sails or something?
Yes, I mean, yeah. It was exactly that. I didn't know how to raise the sail. He was like, you fuck. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh Lord. That got dark quick. All right.
I have trauma associated with that game.
What else? Let's see. They might be having a Nintendo Direct next week.
What's Nintendo Direct?
I don't care.
Oh, okay.
I don't care. Nobody cares about Pokemon Go.
Wait, share. Remember Pokemon Go? If we had been doing the podcast, we would have covered Pokemon Go.
I don't know. They're saying I don't even know what this headline means. Pokemon Go developer Niantic, whatever, says it's becoming better at spotting cheaters.
Oh. Yeah. Okay, how do you cheat
people
at Pokemon
are cheating
Go?
At Pokemon Go? I have no idea.
I just released
and I'm not gonna open that story
Charizard.
To find out. Yeah, really. Really. Let's see. Final Fantasy 16 does not have American voice acting because of angry Americans.
It's always because of angry Americans. Good thing we're Canadian, y'all.
I don't know. Let's see what else. Let's see. I heard about this game, Neon White. It's an indie first-person shooter. I'm definitely going to check that out. That's Neon White. Sounds good. Let's see what else. Nobody cares about that. They still reporting on PS5 restocks. You know, I just can't believe it. And then you know, you see this, you know, PS5 restocks. It's only been
2 years. Did you know that?
Three.
3 years.
Yeah, 2020. Well, no, two. Yeah, two. Because it came out in 2020, right? Yeah. But my thing is this, though. You see these stories about PS5 restocks.
I literally brought... Remember that one time I brought that friend over and he was like, you have a PS4?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was so dumb.
So you see about PS5 restocks and then every now and then you see this story on like, oh, the PS5 Slim, rumors of it, it's in the making. It's like, man, y'all can't even give me a...
exactly.
Y'all can't even give me a regular PS5. What you mean what a you PS5 mean Slim? Yeah. A PS5, your PS5 Pro. I wish y'all might release a PS5 Pro. Can't even get a regular one. But anyways, I'll just sell my PS5, get a Pro then.
Stop. You better give it to me.
Let me see. Let me see. I don't want to dig into this too much, but I don't even know if I want to bring this up.
What?
So gaming we're not going to get political. I'm not going to give opinions and neither are you.
Okay.
But a lot of gaming studios spoke out about the new abortion laws that passed, you know, that got overturned.
Well, it's not what we're on.
This is not a political podcast. But good on them for having, you know, a voice. And, you know, because sometimes people just be quiet. You know, they don't have to say anything. I mean, they're video game companies, you know?
Yeah.
And
you said M for having a voice. I was like, what?
No, for them.
Oh,
them.
Okay.
M's not allowed to have a voice.
Okay.
Them.
I live in a toxic male household. Help. Yeah.
So this one says, after Sony reportedly blocked abortion statements, PlayStation Studios take a pro-choice stance amid Roe v. Wade. So, I guess Sony said, nah, we ain't gonna say nothing. And PlayStation Studios stood up and was like, nope, we're pro-choice. So, good on them for having an opinion.
You keep on saying M.
Good on them for having an opinion.
Don't forget the TH, bro.
M has no opinion.
I have an opinion.
I kind of want to play this Sonic Origins game. Is it Sonic Origins? Is the one coming out?
I don't know. No,
I think this is a remaster of Sonic 1 they're doing. But they're coming out with Sonic Frontiers. Mm. I kind of want to play that. It's coming out. I don't even know when, but I kind of want to play that. I haven't played a Sonic game in a long time. Maybe that's why. What else we got here?
I haven't played a Sonic game in a long. That was like my first ever gaming experience. Did you know that? Sonic? What?
Sonic? Really?
And the Wii on the Wii.
Sonic on the Wii. Wii on the Wii.
Wii on the Wii.
Here's one for wrestling fans. Cody Rhodes will be in AEW Fight Forever.
Oh my god, Cody Rhodes? Oh my god. Really?
You don't even know what that
really?
Is.
Really?
I think that's relation to Dusty Rhodes, which I know him. I watched him wrestle when I was growing up.
I'm a savage.
What? But I don't know if he don't wrestle anymore or
classic Bougie Ratchet.
I don't know why he wouldn't be in the game. This is why I need to like call in a Lit God.
What?
So he can this Who's is what God? I need to like call Lit God in.
Who's Lit God?
My friend.
What?
So because he knows all about wrestling and I don't know why. This is why I wish I ran a call in podcast. I wonder if I called him.
Well,
right
you
now.
Have 9 seconds. The dad.
I know, right?
Dial your friend.
Call. I know. If I called him right now, could I patch him right through? I probably could. It sounds like work, though.
Yeah.
Okay. And what else?
I think that's it for today.
Okay, we can end there. I mean, since you got things to do.
No.
Sorry.
I'm just saying.
All right. Not anything else, Sam?
I'm a savage.
All right. And with that, I want to thank you for listening to this episode of Audio Oddity. I hope we gave you some valuable information to get you through your video game week, which I'm pretty sure we gave you absolutely nothing. And you probably learned nothing. And I'm sorry, but you cannot have your time back. All right.
Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I'm good.
Don't worry, people. She doesn't work here anyway. So.
Oh my god, I do work here.
You don't work here. It's okay. It's all good.
I'm a savage. Classic bougie.
Why are you start singing that? What is going on? Is that Megan Thee Stallion or something? Why you start singing Megan Thee Stallion?
Cody Rhodes.
She says Cody Rhodes in that song?
No.
What's Cody Rhodes got to do with that?
Wrestling. I just thought of Megan Thee Stallion.
Are you saying Megan Stein looks like a wrestler? Is that what you're implying?
No, I just thought of that. She's a very pretty lady.
Okay, let's end the show with that. M thinks Megan Stein looks like a wrestler.
No, that's not true.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye.